Hi, this is Carson Reed, and you're listening to the Carson Reed Show, Episode 1. Today I'm going to be talking about college basketball, Ravens football, and college football. Our first topic today is going to be college basketball. Right now, the rule on the NBA draft is you have to be 19 to enter the draft, but the Players Association wants it to be 18, and Mr. Stern, the commissioner, wants it to be 20. No freshman can leave, so small schools will be getting better because the new recruits will want to play, so they'll go to different schools. For example, if Anthony Davis had to stay in the rest of Kentucky, they would have not gotten the really good recruits they got because every position was filled with a really good player with experience. I think the rule should be 20 and have a certain GPA that is only one C allowed, or you're not allowed to enter the draft because it would help colleges spread the talent and it would help the players when they retire. So if they go bankrupt, they can get a job and get the money back. Duke has been getting Duke has not been getting as good recruits. For example, last year they got Austin Rivers, who's now a Hornet. So they need the restrictions to be in effect so they'll be able to get better. The restrictions to the draft will help Duke because it will get them better recruits and more recruits. It will let them get more talent because right now they are losing many recruits to Kentucky and other schools because other schools get a lot of the one and dones, and Duke does not like that. Kentucky wouldn't get as many guys because they wouldn't have the space on the roster to get all-stars every year, so they would go to Duke and other small schools like Maryland and others. Now we're going to talk about college football. Right now, only certain schools like Alabama, Florida, LSU, and Oregon, Texas, and Oklahoma get looked at for the big bowl games. Playoffs will let small schools like Boise State and TCU a look at a serious bowl game instead of Alabama and LSU battling it out year after year. Also, it could spread the recruits because they'll know everyone gets a look. It will help teams like Maryland and other state schools get better because they know they'll get a look and it will get the talent even for the different teams, Maryland high school recruits have been getting better and better with players. For example, Gilman Cyrus Jones is going to Alabama. Also, Kenneth Goins Gilman and Stephon Diggs, which is ranked better than Cyrus, who's from Good Counsel. Mike Poggi Gilman, and Shane Cockrell Gilman, who's now a senior, are some of the current class of strong Maryland prep players. Three of the four players are going to Maryland, which is really good for Maryland. And we didn't even mention the Calvert Hall seniors. senior class. The talent in Maryland for football has been skyrocketing in the past year and hopefully for the years to come. With the good talent in the state, it will help Maryland in an amazing way to win a national championship. Now I want to talk about Ravens football. Since the Ravens franchise to Lodi Nada, they could only get a 5-year deal with Ray Rice, which is shorter than we wanted, but that way Joe Flacco can get franchised next year. The reason they gave Ray Rice a 5-year deal because they franchised Lodi Nada so they can franchise him or get a long-term deal, and if everything comes together, we could get another Super Bowl and be more. Was a good idea because he might not even make it five years, and Lodi will make it longer than a running back that gets hit every play. So it was a really good plan. Terrell Suggs got hurt playing basketball in Arizona and says he'll be back in November, but that will be interesting because most players with his injury are out the entire season, and he'll come 2 months in. The new replacement is Courtney Upshaw, which is good because it will show him how to play in the NFL with the big boys. If he plays inside linebacker with Lewis, he'll know how to play in the big leagues. This can help Courtney a lot because the NFL is a lot different than college, so it will help him play inside linebacker with Ray later. The reason it could be good because Courtney Upshaw will get time on the field and play the Ravens-style defense before he's a starter and could be moved inside to help Ray when Suggs get back. He can replace Ray because he is too old and somebody will have to bench him. We're not going to win and beat faster teams because other teams will make him cover a slot receiver and just run a fly pattern, and it will tear us up like the Patriots did in the playoffs. Thank you for listening to the Carson Reed Show, Episode 1.